budgeting process budgets it out to Department of Public Safety and the Mulchmark Board, and then they go through the, you can apply for it through that to supplement the deputy's salaries.
I was, you guys know what I'm talking about on the email, that I thought there was something to do with the grant process. I thought there was an email saying somebody had to be appointed to.
I didn't know that. Did you know
they
had to be
appointed? No, it's, the only thing needs to just be signed and sent back in.
I got a copy of Travis's letter. It doesn't.
I think it's calling. This here's got the signatures for presiding commissioner and the sheriff.
To receive the funds. Education on my part, Mr. Williams said, did we used to get it and then they stopped giving
yes.
it to
yes.
us?
Yes, we received it for some time when the threshold was at a lower limit, and then we gave raises to the deputies, which brought them up over that limit, but now they've raised the threshold on it, so we're back to able to receive it again.
And we have 29 deputies that are eligible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It also pays the taxes and everything on it also. It's the grant to the deputies, the salary part is $34,800. The personal benefits is $10,022.40 for a total of $44,822.
And maybe asking something that you wouldn't know, but I'm wondering if they discontinued, if it's done on where each sheriff pays in those fees to it, do you know if that fund got low enough that they could not do this, and that's why, and now it's...
No, it's just through the management process. I mean, the fund, the monies that come in have dropped down some because of the civil, from what it was back in, like, 08 when the economy went bad, where civil papers went up on different things, so it varies from year to year.
The reason we quit getting it was because we gave raises to the deputies, so then we no longer qualified for the grant.
The threshold.
The threshold. So they raised the threshold, so but the money's, the other counties still got this.
Right. It's just a management process of right. the firm.
What I was talking about was in Travis's letter, just states that I understand this is not the first year county received grant funds, so we're familiar with the various requirements imposed, yada, 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 including documentation reporting. Would encourage the responsible persons to review this subaward to ensure that the obligations of the county are satisfied. Didn't we have a change in who the person that was handling this on your guys' end, as far are they no longer with us, correct?
Right.
So do you have somebody in line, or
yes.
is that or
yeah,
is that something
all, that's
that,
all filled out in here?
Okay, that's what I was asking. So
yeah, that's all signed on here.
You've got that in there. Does it need to go through Melissa at all on our end? But she still needs a copy of all that to know what grants we have in order to go with our audits. Okay. That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
And she knows who your responsible person is.
Right. Yeah, it's all filled out on the grant.
Yeah. Yeah, just make sure we communicate, if you don't mind, please.
All the contacts and the treasurer and everything's all filled out. Yeah.
On your end, who is it now?
Huh?
On your end, who is it now?
Kim Shady.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all in here.
Yeah.
So we just need to approve the grant. What exactly is it that we're saying?
I think
that
the
signing
of it.
Yeah. Can I ask, and not expect anything to happen or anything, but if the person that's put down on this document is for some strange reason no longer employed or something, then do you have to change it?
Yes, and there's one on here that whenever we applied for it, Ed Gross is on here. And he retired since then, so his replacement, we just change the name and submit it to the state, and then it comes to that new person.
And you take care of that.
Yeah, it's all taken care of.
Move to approve and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign the Deputy Sheriff's Salary Supplementation Fund subaward.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You'll be able to sign that there.
Yeah, if you want to. You won't have to make another trip to find your must be in the front.
This is the second page, I think.
There you are.
Thank you, sir.
Insurance contracts. New RFQ releases.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you for having me this morning. Agreeing to see me. We're here this morning to discuss an item that I put in writing for you all, kind of give you a heads up or head start. This chair's floor level. And if it's okay, I'll just read what the purpose of this is into the record. Our current agreements for insurance services through the awarded insurance broker of record will expire on October 1st, 2018, with all renewal clauses having been used. As such, I have conferred with the HR Human Resources Department, that includes both ladies, Ruth and Dawn Muller, and prepared requests for qualification drafts for both needs, property and liability, and health and medical, which is also known as independent insurance benefits. Includes everything, vision care and dental and all those items. Both ladies have reviewed those drafts and approved them ready for release. Looking closely at the calendar, we feel it will serve the county best if we release these new RFQs at the end of this week, which will allow for the following timeline. July 21st, 2018, both RFQs will be released as usual, newspaper advertising, county website, and direct bid invitations via email that I do. 30 days later, on August 21st, 2018, the open bidding period will close for both of those RFQs. On the next morning, August 22nd, all responses that we may receive during that time frame will be opened here in public by HR staff and myself. Between August 22nd and September 24th, which is the date that I'm estimating as a proposed date, the HR and benefits departments will have time to review all those responses, set interviews, and or schedule presentations to you all if needed. Upon completion of their thorough review, HR will request an agenda item to deliver an award recommendation on or about approximately Monday, September 24, 2018, to the Taney County Commission. This will allow time for a new agreement to be put in place by or before the current agreement expiration date of October 1st, 2018. October 1st, 2018 through December 31st, the newly awarded broker or brokers will have time to prepare everything they need for open enrollment and ensure that new policies are put in place before January 2019, which, as I understand it, that's when our current policies would expire normally. Please approve this request to move forward on these dates as listed above for both of these RFQs, which would be greatly appreciated by the HR department, benefits, and myself. Any subsequent agreement will be issued for 12 months initially with 2 one-year renewals options, as we have done in the past. Thank you. If you have any questions or anything, Ruth is available here to maybe assist in the answer. It's a process that worked well for us the last time, so hopefully we can pull the trigger and get the ball rolling.
Are they not considered professional services?
No. I reviewed all options last time, including talking with Greene County to see, you know, what process they used in Boone County, and they put out an RFP or an RFQ. In most cases, counties will go through the RFQ process to identify and establish an agent or broker record so that we're not buying insurance policies ourselves. Right. You know, well, they shop it and they bid it.
The broker is the person that we choose to go out and find the best insurance.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then the broker is, are they not, that's considered a professional service. There's no legal requirement to do an RFQ. It is my understanding.
That could be. It's kind of, it's a fishy gray area when I try to look it up in the statutes. This is more absolute compliant to statutory requirements that I feel comfortable with.
Okay, if the current agreement expires October 1st of this year, then the broker goes out and our insurance, is it not up to be renewed at the end of this year?
That's what I said. Yeah, okay. We've got till January.
But if the broker on October 1st, and if he goes out to find the insurance company, the best insurance for the county, does, and I know that both parties approve this, so I know this is probably a new question. I just confused that. Don't they need all of that to know who it is, the requirements and everything, to get their work done before January 1st?
Yeah, and they'd have 2 full months, basically all of October and all of November, to get all that ready. I mean, that's what I
typically
told
get all that started, like in August.
This is actually a better time frame than we've had the previous time. You know, we've got more time this time than we ever have.
But that's why I want to do it now.
This
is choosing the broker that is going to then go out and find out the best insurance company.
Right.
And he has to do that to get it to HR and her, Don, mm-hmm. To have everything in place by the end of the year, so that when the January 1st paychecks come in, I mean, I'm just questioning the time frame, but I know you've...
For the enrollment and the benefits, I don't know that the time frame is... I think what you're asking is the time frame.
Yes.
I
are they...
I don't think they're going to have time. Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know who requested for this to be on the agenda. But...
I didn't hear that last
time. I said, I don't know who requested for this to be on the agenda. I think I got it Thursday or Friday whenever I saw it come across. I'm not saying that's when it was put on. I'm just saying that's when I...
Yeah, I asked Shanna.
I guess I don't foresee a need to do that. But that's up to these two. And
you don't see a need to do an RFQ? I mean, the current contract expires.
I understand that. Legally, I don't think we're required to do that. So I'd get with Travis and find out first before you come in here and say that, number one. Number two, because you aren't legal counsel. Two, the time frame, I don't think they're going to be able to do their job and do it right for the best for the employees in this short amount of time frame. I think that's what Ms. Wyatt was alluding to. Is that accurate?
And that is what Commissioner Williams said. I understand going out for an RFQ for the sake of the county on anything, on the broker to go, but if you've checked with Greene County and the others, but like I say, I know that you've talked to the other departments, but yes, I don't know how the broker, if that's not chosen till October 1st, is when the contract's up, then he's got to go out to find out the best insurance company for the employees of Tenny County. Then. And then we have to vote on it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
then they have to implement any new, if there is a change, the benefits programs. If I remember right, that was quite the ordeal last time, was it not?
Am I thinking right, Ruth? Is this the...
Yeah, I don't think that the firm, I don't own this project. I'm here to assist and do whatever the commission tells me to do.
For the time frame, Mr. Erickson compared this to the last time that it went through, and this was the process and the time schedule. It looked like it went through. Actually, this is a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So was it in November so that broker is going to have to, where it says to December 31st, that broker is going to have to present to us the companies in time for it to be on the agenda, be voted on, looked at, and then...